The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
All right, I got this message. A DM from someone on Twitter. They don't have a picture.
Okay.
And it just says, hey, could you read my poem?
Oh, a poem via Twitter.
Poetry alert, right? Ooh. And I started to read it, and I was like, wow. So I might have to read it. It's pretty long, all right?
Okay.
But I might have to go through it a couple times because my iambic pentameter sometimes gets off, right?
Okay.
But here you go. There once was a man with an urge so drastic, he'd love himself for hours sitting in an attic. The need was strong to reach fruition, and he was fully committed to complete his mission. While driving with his father, it was no small feat. He could finish discreetly right there in the back seat. Oh, that ride was so long, visiting the house of twain. Despite his mother's presence, he would finish again. Even confined to one room at magical Disneyland, slumbering parents stop him from the warmth of his hand.
Ew.
Those days have since passed, and sad times now prevail. Despite his hot girlfriend, his todger is quite frail. I need at least a week, he has said verbatim. Perhaps he'd recover faster if he laid off the kratom.
Mm.
One could speculate forever on what makes it such a chore. But this man will rise again and achieve once more.
Wow.
Ernie from KC, huh?
That was incredible.
That's pretty good.
Not bad,
also,
huh?
You have a good reading voice.
Well, thank you very much.
You should do some movie times or something.
There you go. I should. If I could do books when I get out of
here.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe radio. Maybe you could get into radio.
Well,
yeah,
boy.
Something to consider.
Yeah. I don't know if that's still a thing or not, but it's worth checking out. You know, speaking of messages... All right, I'm a little nervous to bring this up because I know you, but my girlfriend has twin sisters, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you've met all of them, but you know one of them better than the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'd like to know her even better.
Okay, this is why I have to tread so lightly. So she...
Why are you hush? I'm just saying. I'd like to get to know her.
She's single and she uses dating apps as single people do, right?
No, you don't.
I do know. Oh, I know.
He doesn't. I mean...
I know.
He knows. He does. I don't know. Anyway... she's single and she uses dating apps. And last night I get home and Brooke is telling me, hey, you'll never believe this. Look at these messages that my sister's been getting.
It's crazy because we never matched, so I figured I'd have to raise my age. I'm probably underneath her age, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what it is. So she's like, I'm suspicious of this guy. Tell me what you think. So she shows me this guy. I just saw a screenshot and then I look him up. This guy has like 85,000 followers on Instagram, which to me seems pretty healthy. He's got the
blue, that's a big number.
Blue check mark. And I was just kind of looking at other people's Instagrams to get an idea. Like, how many is 80,000? Like, what do celebrities have?
Right.
It's not millions, but it's a lot. It's a big number.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's not insane.
It's not insane, but it's enough that you must be
some sort
of public. You do
somebody
something.
Somebody knows
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And because my girlfriend's like, well, maybe he just bought them. I'm like, well, that's a possibility. I've never heard of this person, but let's dig deeper, right? So I find his website. And a lot of professional, like, you know, pictures of him and different outfits. He's got long hair. Let me show you pictures of this guy.
Okay.
And then I find his...
I'm starting to get jealous, though. I'll let you know. I'm going to talk poorly
of him. I know. I don't
mean
to. So that's him.
My heart is hurt.
He's got long
what?
Hair. Yeah.
I can't compete with that.
Let me see if Julia can see this. Can you see that? Right
no,
there.
It's blaring.
Can you see that?
Oh.
Right?
But he looks like he'd be a catfish.
Well, that's what we're thinking, right? I'm like, this guy, he's got long hair. He looks like he could be a model for Urban Outfitters or something,
did his
right?
profile link to his Instagram?
I don't think so.
He looks like an actor from One Tree Hill. That's,
well, he
that's
was in, according
me.
To one of the things I found, he was in 90210, the new one.
See,
oh,
he
really?
Looks like a soapy actor,
but,
yeah.
But I don't think it was like a big part. It made it seem like he's in a little bit of that, but he's mostly a musician.
Did you look to see if this guy is actually based in Kansas City?
No, no, no. He's based out of Los Angeles. And what it's, I'll get to that. But I think what he's doing is, which I assume a lot of people do when they're touring or they're celebrities or whatever. I'm guessing he's changing where he's going, or sure. or while he's
oh,
there.
Oh, he changes the city.
I'm going to be in that city because she lives in Kansas City. And he's like, you know, yes. going to be going there.
I do that. My Tinder's only in Hollywood.
Right.
I'm just dying to meet a celebrity.
Right. So he starts messaging her now. I don't have all the messages. She didn't seem all that interested. I was so interested. I was like, tell me more. She's like, he seems weird. I don't know. And she sends me a screenshot of one of his lines here, okay? He says, I'm a West Coast boy through and through, but something about you makes me want to describe you as cute as a button.
Yeah.
No. Immediately no.
Oh, I love it.
So she said, thank you. And he said, my pleasure, winky face.
There you go.
Ever entertain passerby folk?
Oh, I like that. Mark,
ever entertained passerby folk?
So he's like, hey, I'm coming through your city.
Right. And she goes,
spend a little time.
Well, I guess I haven't, but what do you mean by entertain? And he says, just a friendly chill date with no expectations, but open to something more if the vibe is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, this guy has got game for days and days and days. And then I find his top, so he's on Spotify. His top song on Spotify has like 2.5 million streams. That's pretty good.
That's a number.
That's a real number.
That's and a real number. Ones that means people are listening to him.
Yeah, and he's got hundreds of thousands on the other singles on there. And his whole website is about how, you know, I don't have a manager or a label, and I've accomplished a lot without them. But then as I'm scrolling through, I just Google imaged his name, and I'm just looking at all these pictures of him. And then I found the picture of him with his shirt off. And I said, okay, well, this is, I mean, I don't understand how anyone could say no to this. I just had it here. Hold on, let me find it again. I mean, he looks like, his body looks like a Calvin Klein underwear model. This is actually a different picture than the one that I had. I'll find the other one.
Jesus.
The other one, yeah, right?
I can't compete with that.
I mean, he's perfect.
I mean,
come on.
I can't compete with that.
Yeah, he looks great. I just don't think he's real.
Well, okay, what about the Spotify spins?
Real? Yeah, he's definitely a real.
No, he's a real person. I think somebody's catfishing is my suspicion.
Oh, so you think somebody's using his profile and his name. And then, but it's not really him. He has no idea.
I guess people totally do the thing where they change it by where they're touring and where whatever. But and it's not even what he looks like. It's not even his 10,000 abs. It's, I feel like what he's saying to her is what somebody's looking at him and expecting him to say.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I see him. He looks great. Wow.
His body is amazing.
That windblown hair.
Yeah.
I just feel like whoever found him on the internet was like, he would totally say this.
Right. You're right. That does sound like.
So then what's the end game? You meet and you're a different person, or are you just messing with them? Are you trying to scam him out of money?
I think she should meet him at his show or whatever he's touring for.
But she has no interest. I can't get her to show any interest.
It's going
to
be.
Her sisters have no interest. Like, yeah, he seems like a loser. Oh, look at how he dances in his music
video. Seems like a loser.
I'm like, look, he's got 80-some thousand followers.
Slim Fast is going to show up on the date.
And when I found the shirtless picture, I was like, well, that's it.
Well, then you just have to. You're right.
You got
to
go.
Julie, you're right. You have to take over the account and be like, I do entertain passerbys.
If they look
and then
like
when you show up and be like, look, you are messaging my girlfriend's sister, but god damn are you hot.
Right. I mean, this sort of thing.
Right.
I mean,
and since you're just a passerby, we don't ever have to tell anyone.
You don't got to do that. Just show up to see if he's real.
Yeah, I mean.
But what if he is real, kiss him.
I think he's real. He's a guy that none of us have heard of. He's got a modest amount of.
I know,
but that would be the perfect
person. That's the perfect catfish.
Right. Because if it was somebody that people knew, then it would be a problem. But if it's somebody who's pretty famous.
And he's hot. You get to make up this story.
Yeah, you can do whatever
then,
you want
like,
with it, right?
You can disappear easily.
Some pictures, he does look like this. So it depends on, you know, the picture.
That looks like from Gossip Girl.
Oh. I don't know. It says that it's.
Did you reverse look up any of the photos?
A musical that he's in. No, well, when I originally did, yes. When I originally looked up the picture that I had, because it was all I had, I found his Instagram.
Niamh.
I was like, oh, I found this guy.
We need you.
I found this guy, and then they're like, yeah, we already knew his name. I was like, oh, well, I'm over here reverse searching these pictures, but when I reversed him, it was him.
Guy.
Yeah, I went to his website.
It still doesn't mean he's the one texting.
It doesn't, but God.
I just feel like if somebody was going through and they're like, I want to create a fake profile, you find the guy that's hot, but like isn't Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
And then he's like, I think he might speak like this.
Yeah.
I just can't. I showed the picture of him without a shirt. And my girlfriend's like, nah. I was like, what? He's perfect. And so I sent it to her sister, like, look at this. What are you thinking? You can't say
men
no to this.
Men always get so mad like that. I don't understand. Don't have the same taste in men.
Like, no, I don't chill. Understand. Like,
because it gives us, I mean, well, thank God that they don't find him attractive. But also, it's like, well, there's nothing to work for.
Right.
Like, I mean, that guy's clearly put in all the work.
I just always thought he was being nice to
all
me.
All of the things that I say I'm going to do, he's done.
Josh?
He's talented. He's good looking. He's put work into his music. All of those things. He works out clearly 17 times a day. And then girls, and look, no offense, girls, from the Midwest are like, not interested. You're like, what? How?
Right.
It reminds me of whenever Josh asks me, hey, who do you think my hottest friend is? I'm like, I'm literally not going to answer that. Like, why would I answer
well,
that?
Well, that's what I thought. I thought that girls are nice.
Who
they
is his
say,
hottest
oh,
friend, though?
Like
do you know someone?
I don't have, like, a go-to.
Oh, I was going to say, like, in your head, are you like, she's Steve, but don't say Steve.
No, she's so got he's one. Got attractive friends. Like, I could name a few that I think are attractive, and no one would disagree. Like, they're good-looking guys. Mm-hmm. But he's like, you won't say Brent? And I'm like, you gotta chill.
Right.
Like, he's like, what's wrong with him? Have you seen his eyes?
He
that's
sounds
what
hot.
This is reminding me of.
It's infuriating.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Good.
Sorry. Still looking at shirtless dude. I'll put my phone down. Just,
look, I'm gonna date that guy.
I really think at this point, just now that Julie's like, that was fake, I'm like, well, now I wanna know. I wanna message him back and be like, I'll see you there.
Yeah, I mean, we need you. You don't have to message him. Just go to the show.
I feel like I could message him. That might be, you know, pretend like I need to do it. Like, I wasn't doing this to catfish him. It was because I wanted to make sure he wasn't catfishing her. It's this whole thing.
You guys will fall in love. It's a movie.
Right. Look, I mean,
you guys will break out into show tunes in the middle of it, and I promise you I'll watch the entire thing.
I wouldn't say no to him. And I mean, you know, I just feel like if that person were hitting on me, then I would say this sort of thing happens once in a lifetime. Okay, it's Friday.
It is.
We have a subreddit where
and I love. She's just looking at us like, what in the world?
I think she's looking at
so
pictures over
weird.
There.
Weird.
It's Friday, and on Friday, every other week or so, we go to our Reddit subreddit.
We
and
do.
We check for stories. People have. There's a story time thread on there for months. What?
You always hate this.
I know. All right.
It's been a while.
All right.
Well, you got a couple to choose from. I'll tell you
give
what they're
time. I'll do it later, minutes. But tell me what they are, and then I'll do it later in the show. What do you got?
Okay. Well, there's a
I'm
few.
I'm gonna have
to
drink
from.
A little bit there's for a, story time.
There's a few of them to choose from. One of them, people have asked about this, and I don't remember. And maybe I asked you about this on the air too, and you just said it's not a story. But you must have said something at some point about snow cone with this naked girl at the bar, and people still ask about it. And I'm pretty sure I asked you on the air, but maybe it was off the air. What is the story about him with a naked girl at the bar? Also,
the tank room.
Okay.
Well, it was a bar we used to go to. Snow cone was having sex with a girl in the back room.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, so you were.
I wasn't.
You were.
I wasn't. She was naked, but we weren't having sex.
Oh.
Wait, no, you were. Well,
I wasn't.
I think you were.
No.
You were in a position where you could be. You know what? But I didn't get close enough to know. But it appeared that he was having sex with a naked girl. There was snow cone and a naked girl. And they were in a position where you could mate.
So you were the one who walked in?
Well, there was more than one because somebody said, yo, you got to come back in here. And then when I went in, you know, I think they were, you know, gathering themselves. Is that, that's a fair story, right?
Yes, but we were not having sex.
Okay.
Were you about to?
No.
Well, she was naked.
Did you just finish?
No. We did not have sex.
Did you know the girl, Laszlo?
I feel like I did, but I don't now.
Okay.
Like, I could never tell you her name, and if she was in here right now, I wouldn't be like, that's her. But I feel like we all knew her at one point.
A couple
in our lives.
A couple requests for the...
Not as intimately as Snow Cone did.
Yeah,
but we
remember.
Are aware of her.
I don't remember.
She was never naked in front of me, as far as I know. I mean, with the exception of Snow Cone being in the room.
She sounds hot.
I mean, I did see her naked, but it wasn't meant for... You know what I mean?
It I
wasn't
it.
Like, yes.
Right, right, right. It's like me catfishing this guy.
Right. She wasn't like, do you want to see me? I was like, no. I mean, she was naked for him, and then I happened to be there.
I saw two different people asking about the time that you... got in an accident and drove away, and then later that day someone else hit you on the same day.
That is a true story.
Which is pretty amazing, and I completely forgot about.
That is a true story.
Snow cone losing his phone at a bar, and then someone trying to blackmail him to get the phone back, but I believe Snow cone volunteered to give that person money. My memory's no good, but do you remember that at all, Laszlo, when he left the phone behind and was trying to message it to figure out who had the phone?
I feel like maybe. Didn't we all try to get it?
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
I vaguely remember him losing his phone, too, and I was trying to get it.
Yeah, you were trying to get... You came to us and acted like, you know, this person was blackmailing you, and then when we got to the bottom of it, it was like you had been offered... You'd already offered them money
back. I was like, he's not black. You're like, well, no, he wants $50. And then we went back and looked at it, and you said, hey, dude, I'll give you $50. I'm like, he's not blackmailing you. He just wants what you originally offered.
Yeah, that was it. That's the story.
They want to hear the story of the Mountain Dew, okay?
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew pallets being wheeled out of the building, which is really not a story.
They gave to us.
They did give to us. Absolutely, they gave to us. The trampoline story under the trampoline, I don't think that probably needs to be told again. Right. This I don't remember. Slim Fast and the Native American girl? What's that?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm glad you guys had that reaction, because I was afraid you could be like, are you serious?
I mean, I know Big Russ underneath the trampoline,
okay,
and
okay,
you guys
well,
making out for the first time.
Okay, okay.
With him grabbing your ass.
All right, all right. I mean, is that the story you're going to tell coming up?
I don't know. Well, I mean, that's the story.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Everything good?
Yeah, you?
Good, man.
Okay, so people want to know about the day that you decided that you were going to leave the scene of an accident and then later be on the receiving end of a different accident, and it all worked out.
Yeah, so...
Do you remember that snow cone?
I do.
I was, actually, Julia, I was driving home from the radio station that you're in right now.
Okay.
And it was a blizzard in Detroit, right? And, I mean, global warming has kind of changed this, but years, and I don't know, maybe it still is, but, I mean, it could get like, you know, 5 feet of snow, and they would clear out a parking lot, and they would push those to the edge. So when you're driving... You know, if there's a business where someone's coming out, if you're coming out and you're looking, you can't see around these giant snow
cloud.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are, but, and so, you know, you'd see people pulling out and it's snowing and it's slippery and you'd see them like inch past it, right? And they'd inch past it to see if there's cars coming so they could make a turn. And I see this guy, he's inching out. I can see that he can't see around, you know, this big snow mound, and he goes back in, and there's like four or five cars in front of me, and they go past, and I'm like, this guy didn't see me. I know he didn't see me. He's going to pull out right in front of me, and of course, he pulls out right in front of me. I slam on the brakes, you know, turn the wheel, pump the brakes, do whatever I can. It's just like, boom, right into him. Well, of course, I don't have a driver's license.
That was my next question.
I don't have insurance. I don't have anything. And so I'm like, oh. So I start to drive away, but then I can see he turns around real quick, right? And he starts to follow me. So I'm like, ah, crap. So I pull in to the second entrance of that same parking lot. And it happens to be where he works. And so he's like, what are you doing? You know, you ran at me. And I was like, yo, stop. I saw your car peek out three or four times because you couldn't see around the snow mound and you let the other cars go by. This isn't my fault. It's your fault. You pull out in front of me. You know that. And then he's like, well, and then he's like, I need to see, you know, your driver's license and insurance and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I've got one. It ain't any good, but there's, you know.
Right.
And so, but it is snow. I mean, it is snowing.
Did you tell him it's no good?
No. I'm like, and I'm like, I don't know if I have my insurance card on me. It's snowing, you know, whatever. So I give him my driver's license. He takes it down. I pull out an old insurance card that is not good, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you know, do you want to call the cops? I'm like, and then I do the, well, maybe we should just call the cops. Like, I know, look, I mean, you were inching out there, but it's snowing. Like, maybe let's just call the police.
A little reverse
and then,
psychology.
Right, because if I want to call the police, right, then maybe I'm right. And I'm like, but in my head, I'm like, please, God, say no. Please, God. Right. He's like, look, it's snowing. You know, you got your stuff here. Just, you know. Take my stuff and then, you know, I'll take your information and just call me later. So what I think, I leave, right? What I think happens at that point is that I don't, as I'm driving away, I'm like, I don't think he has insurance.
Mm.
I think there's something wrong with him or else he wouldn't have just let me go.
Right.
Right. Without everything that I needed.
Unless he just felt really sorry for it. How bad's the damage?
It's not bad. I mean, in my car is like I was turning, so it's like the front quarter panel.
Mm.
But I've hit his door with my front quarter panel. So his damage is a lot worse than mine.
Yeah.
But mine is a big dent and scrape, and it's, you know, it's up
visible.
The side of the car. I mean, there's no hiding this. I mean, it needs to get fixed.
Was this the Beretta?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I drive to my parents' house, right? And they're not there. So I park in the street like I always do. And I go inside, and I'm laying on the couch, and I'm watching TV, and honest to God, I hear, bam!
Oh, I'm that's like, right. You were inside the house when the second one
so
happened.
So I walk out, and there's this car driving away, and the neighbors come running out, and they start yelling at this guy. They're like, Steve, get back here. Steve, get back here. And this car comes back, and they come over, and they go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. That is our son's friend. He's only 16. He hasn't driven much. And he looks at me. He's like, man, I just heard the hit, and I panicked. And I'm like, no, it's fine. And so they come over and look at the car, and they're like, my God, that's a lot of damage.
Right.
And I'm like, ah, and the guy's like, was that your car? But, I mean, they had seen my car before, right. So they don't know that it's been in an accident. So they're like, was there anything wrong with your car before that? And I'm like,
hell no.
No. And they're like, yeah, all right. So, long story short, I take that kid's information. My dad calls his dad, and their insurance company paid for my car to be fixed because my car was parked.
Did your
parents, I didn't even have anything. There's nothing I could do. The kid hit a parked car.
Did your parents ever even know about the?
Not so until right now, if my mom's listening.
Yeah. So what do you
think?
So
I just blamed it on that kid.
Right. That's,
well, why wouldn't I?
No, God wanted that to happen.
Yes, I believe that. Right?
There's no other way that happens. Right. I mean, I get it. Snowing. There's a lot of accidents, but that is manna from heaven.
Right. I mean, it was 2 hours later, I got in an accident. If that guy calls the police, I go to jail.
Right.
For a long time.
Right.
And I can't get my car fixed because I don't have a license.
Right.
But I can get it fixed now because it was parked. I wasn't driving. So the insurance company, the car's insured.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, well, it was parked. My dad's like, it was parked. And they're like, well, was he driving? He doesn't have a driver's license. I'm like, no.
Right. Well, and the kid's insurance probably paid for it once it
because
hit it
was parked.
And you never heard from the other guy.
Never.
That's lucky, too,
mm-hmm.
honestly. I don't want to be the hit-and-run person. I know we've talked about this before. I've never left the scene of an accident, but I'm just worried I'm the kind of person who would, depending on the circumstances that I might. I just always have this feeling like I'm going to be in a lot of trouble, even if it's something where it's like the person pulled out in front of me, they broke the law. It doesn't matter. I always think, oh, one of these days, that's going to happen, and I'm going to floor it.
Well, I've left the scene.
You've done this. I can tell by the look on your face. You've done it many times.
And then I went to, I ran into a car. The people were fine. I hit them from behind. And so I was like, damn, my car was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But so I drove up the street, and up the street, there was a strip club. So I pull in a strip club, and I'm like, I need to report my car stolen. This is the only way that I can get out of this. So I call them and I say, hey, you know, I call 911. I'm like, my car's been stolen. They're like, where are you? I'm like, I'm at home. It's a pay phone.
Yeah.
Right? Like in olden days, kids, there's like a phone in a box. You could just hit it. So I hit 911 on it and they're like, you're at like Juicy Lou's strip club. And I'm like, damn. And I hang up the phone. I'm like, ah, foiled again, you damn kids.
Juicy Lou's. Sounds awesome.
So then I'm like, all right, well, now I'm in big trouble. So I go drive back to the accident.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are there and they're like, what, you know, what's.
Oh, I do remember you telling me this.
They're like, what's going on? You know, and I'm like, hey, I want to drive back. And I'm like, you know, I wasn't driving. My buddy was driving. It's only me in the car.
Right.
I'm like, my buddy was driving. And they're like, they're like, oh, and I was like, yeah, you know, he had a blue hat on. We drove, and then he took off, you know, but I didn't want to I didn't know if anybody was hurt. I wanted to come back, and so, you know.
That's a good defense.
I wasn't driving. Well, you know, the cops came eventually and arrested me, and they were like, there was nobody driving. You're an idiot. But my lawyer went to court and said there was somebody else driving. It's not him. There was somebody else driving. He doesn't really know him. Met him in a bar. That, you know, he drove his car. My buddy, you know, my client didn't want to drive because he was drinking. This other guy got in the accident. He came back. This is what happened. And the judge was like, but the people that I hit testified that there were two people in the car one guy with a blue hat. Just because I told them that.
You put it in their head.
I put them in their heads, and two people said, yeah, there's two guys in the car. One of them had a blue hat.
Wow.
And that, from then on, knowing that I did that to the legal system, a dumbass with a GED like me, anytime I hear people say, you know, eyewitness reports, I'm like, that ain't enough.
Right, no,
that is not enough.
Because
I said it twice in three of the four people believed it. The one person was like, I don't remember.
They remember it to this day, probably.
To this day, yeah, guy hit us with a blue hat.
It's the Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
the
you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All
right, let's doom scroll, baby.
All right, Elon Musk is in the news. There's a story from Insider, a new report from them, alleging that SpaceX, which Musk founded, settled a sexual misconduct claim made by a former flight attendant for $250,000. Allegedly, it was after she accused him of exposing his erect penis during a massage on a flight and propositioning her for sexual favors in exchange for a horse.
A horse?
A horse.
Why a horse?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe she was talking about how she liked horses or something?
Maybe she's like.
So she's giving him a massage and she's like, I'm an equestrian.
Right.
And then he turns around, shows her penis, and says, I'll buy you a horse. You want a horse? I'll buy you a horse.
Yeah.
You say flight attendant?
Yeah, it says flight attendant.
Why is she giving him a massage?
Well, I'm assuming it's some sort of like a private jet situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it wasn't on Spirit Airlines.
Right. Well, I know that, but I just don't. Do they double his massages?
As soon as they said massage, I just thought, well, he's rich. He's probably up there getting a massage on a nice, like, really expensive flight or his own private jet or something. He is the richest man in the world. I don't know how rich he was at the time. I don't know if he was officially the richest yet, but he would have been pretty rich. Now, how do we know this? Because allegedly the woman, signed this NDA, so she wouldn't be the one talking about it, most likely. Well, she's not. The story goes that it's a friend of hers and that she had told her friend this story, and the friend is the one who reported it to Insider, and Insider asked for, like, documents and stuff, and apparently this friend was able to show some of these documents, and they went with the story. Of course, Elon says it's all a hit piece.
Billionaire Elon Musk is denying allegations in a news report that he had sexually harassed a flight attendant on a private jet back in 2016. Business Insider reporting that Musk's company, SpaceX, paid $250,000 in 2018 to settle a sexual harassment complaint. No lawsuit was ever filed.
He said, Elon said, finally, we get to use Elongate as a scandal name. It's kind of perfect. Okay, it's hilarious. I can see how people like it. The attacks against me should be viewed through a political lens. This is their standard despicable playbook, but nothing will deter me from fighting for a good future and your right to free speech.
There you go.
So he says it's all political.
So she says, by the way, so going to answer your question here, according to the declaration, the attendant confided to the friend that after taking the job as a flight attendant, she was encouraged to also become a licensed masseuse so that she could give Elon massages
him
in a private cabin on Musk's Gulfstream.
Nice.
And that's when she told a friend that once they're up there, he propositioned her.
What else did he say? He said, but I have a challenge to this liar who claims their friend saw me exposed. Describe just one thing, anything at all, scars, tattoos, that isn't known by the public. She won't be able to do so because it never happened. Do you have something? Well, I guess Snowcone does, but do you have something? If someone saw you naked for a couple seconds, if you turned around and exposed yourself, is there something, Laszlo, that I could tell people? Like, is there a mark or something that I would definitely see? He must have something.
I do.
Well, I'm saying you had the whole donut thing, so maybe I could be like,
oh
hey.
Oh, my God.
You know. I'm just saying, like, maybe I could describe it, and the police would be like, you know, was it different anyway? I'd be like, yeah, it was definitely different.
It was like corkscrew looking.
Right.
It
but
like
in this case, I feel like he's saying there must be something under his pants that someone would notice, like a tattoo or... Because I just don't... When I saw that, I was like, what? Especially if you're just saying that, you know, you turn around for a second and say, hey, I'll buy you a horse if you do this. The whole horse part of it is super weird, too. I don't understand.
There had to be a discussion
just
of a horse.
Of course.
It's like, they're not bringing it up, but there had to be a discussion of
right,
a horse.
Right, so just say money, because I'm guessing that they were talking about horses or something, and then he says, I'll buy you one. Well, then just say he offered her money instead of, I'll give you a horse. I mean, it does make the story a little funnier, I guess, if you just see
it. I mean, I mean, it makes it, like...
Gets your attention.
It makes it seem like Elon Musk, like, what a weirdo.
Bartering with horses.
Right,
horses.
Like, I'll give you a horse if you touch my wiener. Like,
right.
Well, what planet are you from? But probably in context, right, she probably was giving a massage and telling him, he's like, you know, hey, what do you do for fun? And she's like, you know, I like horses. And he's like, hey, I'll buy you a horse if you touch this.
Right. I don't know. Look,
and then she's like, meh.
I think hit pieces are definitely a real thing. And I've seen people, you know, celebrities and stuff and politicians and things like, I don't know that I felt like that was really enough to for someone to say, well, I got to quit now. So I know it happens. I would think that there's some way, and I guess Insider is claiming that what that this friend has some documents or something. Elon says this friend is a leftist actress in L.A. who's got a political
agenda. Okay, because they didn't release her name.
Friend,
they said they know who she is.
Yeah, apparently he it sounds like he knows who she is, or at least he's figured it out. Like you said, when you're that rich, I'm sure you can get some of these answers, but I would think...
Well, I'm sure before they write the piece, the Insider calls you.
Yeah, she's the one that apparently
gave
them...
But I'm sure the person who's writing it calls Elon, him and says, hey, Elon, yes. We're about to do an article about this. What do you have to say?
Right. So I have no idea. But I would think that if he did pay someone $250,000, that doesn't even in and of itself mean that he necessarily did anything wrong. Maybe he just says, someone is accusing me of something. Just pay him or whatever. You know what I mean? Because I don't have time to deal with this. It doesn't necessarily mean that. He could have done something. But I would think there'd be some sort of... evidence along the way.
I mean, Matt Damon got in trouble for saying it. Like, there is a, and people were like, but Matt Damon was like, there's money built in.
Yeah.
There's money built in for lawsuits.
Just like the police
that,
and
right,
everything else.
That lawsuits that, you know, that may sound horrible, but it's like, we don't want to go to trial and all that, you know? Here. I mean, somebody said that they worked at a restaurant in the corporate headquarters one time I was talking to, and they said, if you sue this restaurant for under 20 grand, they'll just pay it. If it's over, that's their corporate policy. They'll pay 19. If it's 21, they'll take you to court.
Man.
Like, unbelievable, man. Right? Like, we'll just pay it. Whatever. We just got money built in because that's what happens. So we just settle.
Damn. I guess there's probably a reason why they wouldn't, like, you know, they want to keep that kind of on the down low and not let everyone know, like,
sure,
this restaurant has that policy. But I'm guessing there's a lot of companies with money that
could
just say, hey, I'm suing you. And then they say, all right, you know what? They're probably one of their first responses, generally speaking, is to say, here's an offer of 10 grand, 20 grand, 30
right.
grand, whatever. And you go, okay.
Right.
Before they ever even get, because in order, even if they think it's complete baloney to get the lawyers involved and everything else, it's going to cost them money, right?
Yeah, and I think if you're on a movie set or whatever, what Matt Damon was saying, that's just, you know, that's just baked in.
Yeah. So, Lazo, we've talked about...
Right, wrong, or indifferent, I think it is.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure that's more common than we would think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone gets a DUI, a lot of times a judge will order that they have to put a breathalyzer
in their car,
so that the car won't start until you've blown in the breathalyzer to make sure that you haven't had anything to drink. And
while you blow into a balloon sober and bring it with you.
Right. Remember when that guy asked me to end?
Look at everybody looking at me like, God damn it, man. Stop saying that.
So this
blow into it before you get up.
You've said before.
Boy, see how that works.
You've said it before.
You guys are both.
No, I know the balloon thing. I don't know if it works, but I've certainly heard people talk about it. I've been asked to do it for people like, hey, can you blow on this? I was young, but I was like, oh, okay.
What?
Sure, you want to be friends? They're like, no, I just want to get out of here. But we've talked about it in the past. I know you agree. Like, cars maybe should just have that. But then I could see some sort of unintended consequence.
Why?
I don't know. The only thing I could possibly see is like if your life were in danger. But the thing is, if someone's chasing you and trying to attack and you have to get in the car, I don't think that means that you're legally allowed to drive drunk.
I don't think you are. I think you're still
going
to DUI.
Okay. So I don't think that there's really that I can
ever
think of. I think
cars should just have them.
Well, it looks like they might.
Like, just put them in. Why not? We have seatbelts.
So what they're doing now is this company, it's like KEA Tech, I think it's called. They have come up with these sensors. They go on top of the steering column, like right above your steering wheel. And instead of having to blow into something before you start the car, as you're breathing, it can pick up on whether or not you're expelling alcohol in your breath. And if it picks up on it, then, you know, it could shut the car off. I don't have a problem with this at all. I think
as
it could save a lot of lives. It's got to work.
Start. I don't want to cut off.
Yeah, that's
while you're
true.
Driving,
you're
that would be bad.
There. Yeah, that's true.
Engineers at KEA Technologies near Boston are developing an alcohol sensor to detect drunk drivers and disable their cars.
So this is a door sensor, and then the steering column sensor is right here. The sensor is down here, and it's taking the sample from this location all the way down, and we calculate the alcohol concentration.
You know, when they showed it in the news clip, they just got it and they
would
showed
it just
how
get
it works,
yours?
But,
like, what if, you know, I was driving with you and you were drunk? Would I not be able to drive my car?
Know. What about the
I'm sure they've got it figured it out.
Because the way that this thing looked and they showed an animation of, like, what's going on, you know, in a microscopic level that you can't see. And I thought, well, what if I've got drunk people in my car? What if I'm an Uber driver and everyone's just hammered and they're just, you know.
It must be
out.
Sensitive enough
must,
to know.
Yeah, it must know how
driving.
To do it. And it's got the thing in the door and then another one in the steering wheel. But I'm shocked, honestly, that it's taken this long for something like this to kind of become proposed. Because, we have Uber, which is reduced drinking and driving accidents, I'm sure. Right. But still, it kills a lot of
much.
People. It kills a
and
lot
And we do,
of people.
I mean, I don't know. You know, we do it with seatbelts. I honestly believe this. I believe that they lower the legal limit to a point to where you can't even, you can't have two beers at a bar and drive.
No.
It's just, you can't.
Yep.
And I think they keep lowering it and lowering it and lowering it because it's a moneymaker, man. It is a moneymaker. I can't imagine how much, whatever state you live in, how much revenue they make from DUIs.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you can look it up, but I can't imagine.
And who knows? They could lose a lot of money, too, from, you know, insurance costs and things like that for medical, you know, when people getting injured. I have no idea, but I'm with you. It costs, they even tell you the first time you get a DUI, the way we punish you the first time is with your wallet. They
right.
say that. We're going to punish you with your wallet, unless you hurt someone. Then you can go
right.
to prison.
But why, you know, why not just make these mandatory in cars? They made seatbelts mandatory in cars
right.
after a while.
Right. And this is something that would help other people, right? It could help me,
right.
the person in the other car. Because I don't know, when you're passing someone, you don't know who's drinking, who's not. There's no way to
Mm-mm.
tell. So
I mean, I can see the argument from libertarians about I don't want to wear a seatbelt more than I can. I don't want this thing to, you know,
right.
to not let me drive
this
if
is
I've
for
been
other
drinking.
People.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and finish doom scrolling.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets. Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
All right, what are we doing? Oh, we're doom scrolling, right?
Yeah, we're finishing doom scrolling.
All right, talk to me.
So I mentioned this yesterday, that there was an update on the story about the dispatcher from the Buffalo shooting, the grocery store shooting.
Yes.
If you hadn't heard, one of the employees who was there called 911, and she was interviewed by several news outlets and said that when she called 911, she was hung up on because she was whispering. And the dispatcher was like, "Why are you whispering?" And I kept checking to see, are they looking into this? Is this real? Well, yesterday they said, we are looking into it. And now today they've officially put the person on leave. The articles all say they will probably get fired, but I'm sure there's some sort of process
okay.
they really have to go through.
Heard the gunshots and just dropped down to the ground. I tried to call 911 and I was whispering because I could hear them close by. And when I whispered on the phone to 911, the dispatcher would start yelling at me saying, "Why are you whispering? You don't have to whisper." And I'm trying to tell her, like, "Ma'am, he's in the store. He's shooting. He's an active shooter. I'm scared for my life." And she said something crazy to me and then she hung up in my face.
What?
I don't understand.
No, me neither.
When you hear the angry dispatchers, there's been tons of those over the years where someone calls.
I mean, I've never done the job. Maybe they just get
right.
calls all day long that
right are just bogus.
Yeah, right.
Just a waste of time. But I think, knowing nothing about it, like you said, have no idea what goes into it. Although I did see that Jake Gyllenhaal movie on Netflix where he was a dispatcher, so I know a little bit. I feel like I could do that. Not that I'm not saying it's an easy job. And that's why I could do it. But I think I could talk to people. I don't feel like I'm the kind of person who gets short-tempered.
No.
Because I'm like, it's my job. I'll just take the calls. I feel like I'd be
right,
okay
yeah.
with it. And I would also think that you know all your calls are being recorded. And depending on what state you're in, there's a good chance that this call could be released by the media.
Right.
So the last thing I'm going to do is, if someone's whispering, just hang up on them. I'm going to assume that every call you have to, right, could be a very serious
call. I don't think so. I just wonder if you've been doing it for 17 years, if you...
I mean,
I'm not giving her any leeway, or
right.
whoever it was who answered the phone. You know, they should clearly be fired. I'm just curious if that, you know what I mean? If we had a bunch of dispatchers and they're like, "Man, you sit in this room for 17 hours and 92% of the calls that come in are, you know..."
I'm sure.
Some kid is like, "Man, touch my wiener." And you're like,
right.
"Kid..."
It's like the police when they have a missing persons report and they always say, you know, depending on which city it is, what jurisdiction, they'll say, "Well, you got to wait this long," or, "Okay, we'll go ahead and take it." But those cops always say, like, 99.9% of these, they find them 3 hours after they make the missing persons report. They just went somewhere and they didn't know about it, which is why they wait to take those missing persons reports in a lot of places, because they think the person's just going to show back up.
Right.
But with the dispatcher, I feel like we're not launching an investigation here. I'm just talking to you on the phone. I'm not
right,
saying
yeah.
the job isn't tedious or difficult,
right,
but it's important.
Right.
So, you know, just to imagine that you hung up on this person, if that's true, that she's whispering and you're screaming. What makes me mad is that they said we won't get to hear it because of New York's laws about the 911 calls. I guess it's harder to get the 911 calls for the media to get the 911 calls, which I feel like some places it's too easy to get the 911 calls. There are times
I'm not
when
sure
I see
why we should have them.
I don't either.
I know there's like a Freedom of Information Act, but what, you know what? If they keep them and the judges and the lawyers and everybody, you know, the police can hear them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I need to hear it.
Yeah, keep it on record. And if something comes up, if someone wants to sue or they want to make an accusation, you've
because,
got
it. Because, you know, in this, you'd be interested into how it went down, right?
Yeah.
But there's too many of them are released. They're like, you know, hear Bill Shatner call 911 as he found his dead wife in the pool. It's like,
really traumatic
maybe
stuff.
That should be, maybe we don't need to release that.
Yeah, what's the that 80s actor, the short guy, when he died a couple years ago, Gary Coleman. When his wife called, I mean, just like all this, I was like, why are we listening? Of course I listened.
Me too.
Because I'm like, well, it's there.
I listened to it. I don't think I should be able to listen to this, but I'm going to listen to it.
Seems odd, and I'm guessing that she wasn't like, hey, I'm going to release this to everyone. Mm-hmm. No, somehow the media gets a hold of him. But anyway, that dispatcher has been put on leave, and they think that they will probably be fired. Now, Lazo often says there's proof, seems to be more and more every day, that we're living in a simulation.
Yes, of course.
I think this story will probably be included in your, you know, pile of
proof.
Please take a look at this. Did you hear the story about the sheriff's deputy who was driving two people? They were handcuffed. They're in a transport vehicle where it's got the cage. You know, they look like the like the Dodge Sprinter vans or whatever.
I've been in one.
It's one of those, and he drove through a flooded area. And there were even signs up that said, hey, this area is flooded. Don't drive through here. He drove around them, got stuck. The car got stuck, and the two people in the back who were being held in there died.
Well, they couldn't get out.
Yeah. So this has been in the news, which I've seen that, like, the trial was coming up, and they were going to figure out, you know, if this person is going to be guilty of something, and if so, what. But then I saw the name. I'm guessing you didn't see this?
No.
I just listened to this.
We're following breaking news out of South Carolina. A former Horry County deputy who was driving a van when two mental health patients drowned in floodwaters has been found guilty on all charges. Stephen Flood drove the van through a flooded road during Hurricane Floyd.
Stop it. It's not real. And the people who run this simulation keep testing us. They throw stuff out there, and we just swallow. And they're like, I wonder if this will be the one.
Stephen Flood's
guy named
bad.
Flood, right?
Stephen Flood gets 18 years for deaths of mental health patients who drowned in a flood.
It's not real.
We're not even stretching here. It's not like we're going, well, right. You know, his name was
Waterson.
You know, right, Stephen Trees, and there were trees around. No. Flood, and the story, you can't read the story without reading about the flood that he drove through, which is what this whole case centered around, was what, you know, whether or not he was being reckless.
Right.
And they drowned in a flood. And now he's in prison. I mean, and this guy
is not real.
That's a pretty bad one.
It's not real.
Stephen Floods. That's pretty bad. He did get 18 years, though. A lot of times you see stuff like that, and I think, will the person even get fired?
Right.
Right? You don't know what's going to happen. What will the punishment be? And then trying to get people convicted of anything, especially, you know, officers and stuff. I know they have their union, and they have whatever the that thing is that everybody hates. What's it called, Snowcone? What is that thing that everyone wanted to get rid of? Qualified immunity, right? All that stuff. I heard a lot of that during the protests. I don't understand most of it. But 18 years, that seems serious. And, I mean, I know there's a million horrible ways
also,
to die.
How deep are the waters?
Right. Well,
it was a flood. Like, it didn't say he drove him into a river.
It sounded like, it sounded like the car got swept away.
Got it.
So he drove into it, and then it was deep enough that it moved the car, and then it sounds like the car was getting away and got into the water, and the van filled up. I'm looking at the pictures. Obviously, it's pictures that were taken afterwards, but I'm thinking, how could you not walk through that or even swim up to it and open the doors? Was it just being pulled away from you really rapidly? You'd think you'd at least try and go get the people out of the van.
I have no idea.
But also, maybe when it's underwater, it's impossible
maybe
to open
the door.
Maybe he jumped out without the key. Yeah, maybe it's not on his waistband. I don't know. Restaurant owner in Texas keeps hearing stories about people not being able to find baby formula for their kids. And somehow, he says, through his food distributor, he's able to get baby formula. So he gets, I was thinking, like, what restaurant? I guess maybe these, your dad worked for a food company. My brother worked for the two big ones.
Right.
Maybe they make both. You know, I obviously the restaurant's not buying it normally, but maybe that.
Because some of those guys sell food to hospitals and who knows?
Yeah, exactly. So those companies, I guess it shouldn't be that surprising that they make that stuff, but somehow he was able to get a hold of this. And so instead of putting it online and selling it at a premium, he started giving
what Snowcone tried to do.
Yep. He started giving it away. Well, and Snowcone cut his with a bunch of just, what was that, laxatives that you put in that baby formula you told people was not touched?
I drove almost 45 minutes because I have a newborn at home, and I only got one more can.
It's important for me because during COVID, people just came out and helped us. Businesses would drop money off for the staff.
People were driving. I mean, that woman said she drove from 45 minutes away, but they said people were driving from a long way to come get free formula, which that's a nice thing, right? You gave away free formula as much as
you
could.
I haven't looked around. I mean, I told you that one day when the story first happened, I was in a store and I was like, oh, there's baby formula there, but I haven't looked since.
I saw a video yesterday, I think it was on TikTok, of a woman at a store. It looked like a Target or something. And she goes to the baby formula aisle, and there's another woman there who has a cart, and her cart is filled with baby formula.
Oh,
and she starts arguing with her. She's like, why do you have all this formula? She's like, well, I got here first. Well, it's just, you know, dumb arguments. But that, I'm sure, is playing a huge role in this shortage now, because we saw what happened with toilet paper.
Once I don't know what a huge – I get the toilet paper, but I don't know what a huge amount of baby formula is. If you have, say, two babies and they're drinking four or five of those things a day, a cart full will go by pretty quick.
Well, these are the cans of powder.
Oh, the cans. Yeah,
I assume that stuff would last a while. I've never used it. I don't know. But she had a cart full of it. Hell, the whole thing could have been staged. It's not like the news was showing. It was just something people were sharing online. But I would assume that. And by the way, in this instance, toilet paper, you can be scared. Like, I don't want to run out of toilet paper. That's fair. But if you think baby formula is running out and you've got a baby and you depend on formula,
right.
I mean, I might start
buying a little
extra
too. Like, hey, yeah.
Of all the things that you might think, you know, I'm going to be selfish this time.
Right.
It might be when you're trying to feed your baby.
Right. No, you're
so
right.
So I would think that's part of it. Meanwhile, they claim that they're trying to get this baby formula in from other countries that weren't previously selling in the United States, because the FDA had never approved any of it, and they're trying to go through that process. And did you see the vote they took the other day on the House floor?
Yes.
Like 2 days ago, to try and increase access to baby formula through the WIC program.
Who
and
votes no to that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? Matt Gaetz.
There's a lot of them, but I don't like
Boebert.
I can't understand the reason.
So they say that because it expands the ability to get it through WIC or welfare.
But why wouldn't
so
I get it? I didn't know you couldn't get it through WIC. Why wouldn't you be able to get it through WIC?
No, I think it expanded your ability to get it. I don't know what the details were. You'd have to look it up, Snowcone, how they were increasing, like how much more you're able to get or
what
makes you qualify. Gaetz said in his tweet something along the lines of, this will make it even harder for people who aren't on welfare to get baby formula. That was his tweet. Like, this will make it harder for hardworking Americans to get baby formula, or reduce access to hardworking Americans who also need baby formula. Something like that.
Because you buy more now?
He made it. I got the impression that he was saying, this is just going to, we're going to have the government give more of a way to people on welfare. And if you're not on welfare, it's going to be even harder for you to get.
They all kept saying hardworking Americans.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
We're going to make it harder for these hardworking Americans, you know, the people who don't need assistance. Why would we increase access to these people who aren't hardworking Americans, is basically what he's saying. I mean, he's saying it. And that seemed to be, I was wondering the same thing, like, how can you, when this seems to be kind of a universally agreed upon thing that we need more baby formula, and you've just had this whole abortion thing go through, you've been fighting
for it. What are they saying? They're saying there's a finite amount of baby formula, and if we give it to poor people, if we allow them more access to it, then non-poor people won't be able to get it?
Yep. It'll be harder for them to get it.
Why?
Because all the poor people will be getting it.
But why would we ship all of it to stores that we would take WIC, right? Like, if there's a finite amount, I still think it would be split around the country evenly.
Yeah, but I think he's saying that if these people who are on welfare are able to get more of it, then there's going to be even less of it for the people who aren't on welfare. So
I'm not smart at math. I'm not sure that works out right.
I guess it depends on who gets to the store first.
Right. It would still mean the same thing, whether they bought it or not. Who cares where the money came from, right?
The
baby formula is the same amount of formula, no matter who gets it and who doesn't and who needs it. So really what you're saying is we don't want these people to have baby formula.
Yes.
That makes no sense to me.
Does it surprise you?
I guess. I don't know, but I'm still bewildered by it.
It doesn't surprise me.
Because if you said, well, there's 5,000 baby formula bottles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we used to distribute 50 of them to poor people who need it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're just going to distribute all 5,000 of them to poor people. I'd understand the argument, but that's not the case. There's still the amount of formula that's out there is out there.
Right. He's just saying that the poor people will now be able to get more of it and take more of it home. Yeah. Okay. So hardworking Americans.
Well, they weren't
will have
not
time.
Having it before, I guess.
I mean,
I guess that's what I think. Was there like a thing where poor people weren't getting formula?
Well, I mean, I guess if they're expanding,
like the amount doesn't come up, right? And the I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, you can look at their responses if you want. You can see their tweets. And then real quick, I know we're out of time, but Johnny Depp's trial is still going on. We're in week whatever. I don't know, 700. It could go on forever. I enjoy it. Johnny's former agent was on the stand yesterday, and she says that Johnny's star had already started fading, and it was because of him and his drinking. And that in the beginning, studios really liked working with Johnny because he was the fun guy on the set. He's nice to be around. But the more people got to know him, the less they wanted to work with him because he's late and he's drunk.
As of the time that you were terminated by Mr. Depp in October 2016, did you still believe that Mr. Depp was the greatest movie star in the world?
No, because his star had dimmed due to it getting harder to get him jobs, given the reputation that he had acquired due to his lateness, and the question was out there about his behavior.
Would that behavior include alcohol and drug use?
Yes. Initially, Cruise loved him because he was always so great with the crew, but crews don't love sitting around for hours and hours and hours waiting for the star of the movie to show up. And it also got around town. I mean, people talk. It's a small community. And it made people reluctant to use him.
All right. So she says he's a nice guy, but he did have a drinking problem. So I don't know what happens next week. Maybe he's back on the stand. I know Snowcone's giving me the watch. He's pointing at his watch. We got
the Church of Laszlo.
All right. What's going on?
Okay. I got a couple of things I want to talk to. I want to talk to you a little bit about this music teacher in Pennsylvania. But first, Snowcone sent me this.
Okay.
You are a huge baseball fan, Laszlo.
I am. I love baseball.
So maybe you're aware of this, although it's not really sports related, but it does involve Zach Davies. Do you know Zach
Davies?
Oh, yeah,
I saw this, man.
This is possibly the most
became my favorite baseball player.
Epic breakup. Julia, have you heard anything about this? Divorce in the major leagues?
No.
So Zach Davies is a pitcher for the Diamondbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is going through a divorce. His ex apparently posted this on Instagram, according to the New York Post. Like, that's originally where this started. No one knew exactly why they were splitting up, or at least, I guess the public didn't know. And then she went on Instagram and explained what happened. She wrote in this message that her marriage began to crumble when her husband cut off all communication and later blocked her. Now I'm thinking, like, okay, well, I guess if you're going through divorce, maybe he's mad,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But no. This makes it sound like...
Yes.
He literally goes out of town, I assume for a game or work of some sort. She's back home in Arizona. He sends her one text at 6 a.m. one day, then blocks her and doesn't talk to her. He ghosts her for a year.
His wife.
He ghosts his own wife.
Now, there was like something in the story, I think I said, that maybe she had caught him having an affair or something.
Oh, I mean, I have no idea. I'm sure there could be plenty of reasons. Maybe he did something wrong, but...
Right, but I mean, if you don't put that in there, if that is part of it, then... It's just like, it's even more weird that he just ghosted her. But I think if I read the story right, and Snowcone, if you read the story, someone can correct me. She finds out that he's having an affair. And so they're going to, maybe walk through it, maybe not. They don't have a chance. He goes out of town with the team. And instead of saying anything, instead of talking to her, instead of going to counseling or anything, he just sends her one text and then blocks her and doesn't talk to her for a year.
Yep. And I don't know what that text
was.
He
just ghosted her for his own wife for a year. Like, yeah, no. And she's like, I think we should talk about your affair. Not going to.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yep. So.
Julia's
unbelievable, but like also not, because if you told me a man did that, like.
Right. Yeah. You're like, yeah.
Laszlo, is it you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to this idea. She's like, we really should talk about it. And you're like, nah, I'm good.
She said she had to file for divorce without one single conversation
with
him about, are we breaking up? Is this over? This is her quote here. Zach took the easy way out, where he doesn't have to be held accountable for his actions. He has the luxury of pretending our life never existed. He has chosen to stay silent. He has chosen to not give me a single ounce of closure. I, on the other hand, had to live through the immense pain and hurt he caused. I couldn't hide from it, unlike him. I had to live through the reality of it all.
Well,
now, I'm thinking, you didn't.
That's on you.
You could have done it. You could have.
That's on you.
Not
oh
talked to
God.
Him.
Oh, my God.
Well, it is on her. I mean, she had to. I'm just saying, she's like, I had to live with it. Well, unfortunately, you're not built like him. Or maybe he had to live with it, too. We don't know whether it was hard on him or not. But, he ghosted you.
And it sounds like she's saying he never had to have
don't
a single
say,
talk
say
about
ghosted
this.
Ghosted you like it was somebody you hooked up with once off Hinge.
No, yeah. It's someone he was married to. It just goes to prove you can ghost at any time. Yeah. It's never too late to ghost.
You guys make me want to run through a wall.
You don't have... Gentlemen, you don't have to have the discussion.
Ladies,
yes,
you don't have to.
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Don't. No, you don't. You can just be like... She's like, I know you had an affair, and you just respond at 6 a.m. Yep. And then, there you go. I don't know. See you whenever.
She says...
In court, I guess. Right? Yeah. Like, you don't have to have the discussion. He obviously didn't want to have the discussion. Maybe he knew he was wrong. Maybe he didn't care. Maybe he hated her.
I have
no idea. Maybe he's like, you know what? I already feel bad enough about it.
Hold on. I still really don't understand. I don't want to go in circles. I
love that she's
bad,
got water.
I still understand why ghosting is so
like
bad.
An ice pack.
Conversations are bad, too.
I need an ice pack right now. I have a migraine from this conversation.
If you're breaking up with someone and it's over, those conversations aren't fun. It's not
you
like I'm robbing you of
like
a good
it's
time.
It's a breakup that they've been dating for like a week or two.
No, it's a marriage. That's why I'm talking about it. This is epic. And he left town and then said, it's over. He did not talk to her. He blocked her number. And
she
said, I am signing my divorce papers from someone who still hasn't spoken a word to me to this day.
Yes, we're done. That is nuts.
That's impressive.
Not impressive.
That is impressive.
Why it's impressive. Are you all the way that you are?
I could see it if he disappeared, right?
And she didn't know where he was.
She didn't know where he was, if he was okay. Now she's wasting time
looking
for him.
But he sent her the one text.
Right. He sends
like,
her text.
I'm good.
She knows
we're
what
done.
He does for a living. She can watch him on TV, and he's just not responding to her. It's over.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. And maybe at first
you
think he's
mad. You know
mad.
What? You can't make me talk about it. Just because you want to talk about it doesn't mean that I have to. I don't want to talk about it. I never want to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it.
No. Be a decent human and talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't understand how it's not decent. He didn't say anything mean. Think about all the horrible things that are said
because
during so many divorces.
Because he did something terrible. You're ending your relationship, too. Like, you don't want to have closure?
What if he thinks I'm going to say
what
things
like,
I'm going to
no,
regret?
I don't want closure.
Yeah, closure. What is closure? Divorce is closure. And what if he's thinking, I'm going to say a lot of things and I'm
going
to
regret
it?
There is no greater closure than the person never talking to you again.
No, it's legal and it's final and it's over. I mean, hey, don't have to worry about like,
I
could
really
we be friends?
Can't. I really don't see. I mean, I understand why it's a story and why it's shocking for someone to ghost their wife for a year.
It's never been
But
done.
When you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
That's what I'm saying. It does make perfect sense. Yes, it does. I totally agree, Lazo. I'm not trying to be funny here
no,
or controversial. I think, let's just imagine that he is upset.
Let me go put it this way. Just back up. And just let me say it this way. For all of the people who have been through a messy divorce and the entire process from when the divorce papers were served until the time, let's just say there's no kids, so you don't have to deal with it afterwards, right? To the point to where you made your final settlement, right? All of those discussions you had, all of those arguments, did that closure make it better?
Exactly.
Did that closure, was that something you both needed? It's just a pissing match, fight between two people who hate each other. So at this point, he actually said, I'm not doing that for years. I'm not arguing with you.
Right.
You're right. I cheated on you. He didn't. It's fine. Well, I'm not fighting with you for 2 years about it, where you're going to text me and call me a sack of S, and I text you back, and we argue and argue and argue.
Right.
That's what happens when people get divorced. He was like, I'm not doing it.
He took the high road.
The high
that
road.
It's not the high road.
It is the high road. And look, at last I
he
checked
took
here,
the high road.
I'm being serious. He hasn't said anything. I'm looking for
he
an update.
He still hasn't.
He hasn't even talked to the media, which I think is great. It's not like he's like, I'm not talking. He's not calling her names.
Mm-mm.
He's just like, I'm not talking about it. And the New York Post looks into this. They reach out to the Diamondbacks. They're like, we're not talking about it. They didn't give a comment. All they can prove is that, yeah, he's 29 years old. He hasn't posted on Instagram or Twitter since September of 2020. Back then, when he last used social media, he played for the Padres. That's all we got. So it's not like he's out there name calling. He's a class act. And he said, I'm walking away from this with dignity.
That's a class act.
Yes. I really believe that. And he said, I'm going to do something that I don't see why anyone would say this isn't possible or that it shouldn't be done. Because there's no logic behind why it shouldn't be done or couldn't be done. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to prove
it. Wait. There's more of the story here.
You got an update? My story is from 2 days ago, or at least yesterday. Yeah, 2 days ago. It's from the 18th. And this story didn't say anything about the cheating. They kind of alluded to the problems, but they didn't say anything about the cheating, so I don't have details on that.
Okay. His if this is, I'm reading this, this is from January 24th of 2022. Cheyenne Floyd, fiance Zach Davis. Is this a different Zach Davis?
Davies.
Okay, that's it. Good. Thank you.
Different person?
I put in Zach Davis, spelt it wrong, and it took me to a Teen Mom story. I was like, wait, did he knock up? Because that makes it even crazier. But no, different Zach Davis.
Whew.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
Get this. A former band and music teacher, a 37-year-old, his name was Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Pennsylvania. He allegedly had an affinity for tickling female students' feet and engaged in close personal relationships with several of them, okay? He got in trouble. It says here, charged with 10 counts of institutional sexual assault, 2 counts of unlawful conduct with minors, 12 counts of corruption of minors. Gets fired, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Gone. There's a replacement.
This guy does the same thing?
Well, this time he's replaced by a woman, okay? This is her right here. Her name's Olivia. She's 26.
Okay.
She is now the new chorus teacher. Her husband, this woman's husband, goes on a trip to Florida and comes home. I guess he's not with her. She was working. He comes home from Florida, and when he gets back, he sees some messages and what looks like a love letter on the iPad, and it's from a student, it appears.
Okay.
So he gets suspicious and starts investigating more and eventually turns her into the police. They find the student, go question the student. This woman was having a sexual affair, allegedly, with a student in her class. So a guy is having sex with a student, or at least sexually improper relationships with students. He gets fired, gets replaced by this woman who comes in and does the exact same thing.
On May 5th, police executed a search warrant on the Orts home and confiscated a cell phone and iPad. Police say the two continued to communicate and exchanged 100 messages during a two-day period last week until they got caught.
100 messages
the two
in
of
two
them
days.
Exchange over 100 surreptitious communications using
what
a
music app. What does surreptitious mean?
So, like secretly, sneakily, right?
Why can't you just say that?
What? Oh, it's
surreptitious communications using a music app so nobody would discover it.
And I believe from reading the story that those messages are talking about happened after the police come and say, hey, we're going to take some of this stuff to look at it. I think, if I'm reading that right, that the teacher's like, oh, crap, I'm being investigated. So she uses this music app, which I guess is something through the school, I assume, some sort of music app, and starts messaging the student through there. Who knows, but I would assume that she's probably saying, like, hey, just say it didn't happen, whatever. Because when they get to the student denies it at first, but then eventually says, all right, yeah, we had sex. And that we hooked up while her husband was out of town. So when he came back, I just had this image in my head that this girl had left, you know, somewhat recently, and the husband gets back, and there's still a love letter out on the iPad or whatever. And so he turned her in. How often is this happening? Think about that. The odds of replacing a teacher who got in trouble for the exact same thing, and then the exact same thing happens. I mean, it's not the exact same thing, but it's the exact same thing. When I was trying to find the story,
I want
to
know more about the tickle feet guy.
Okay,
what's his story? Like, is he just like sitting teaching eighth grade math, and he's like, "Let me tickle your feet," like that? How do you? I understand pulling off an affair, and you know, surreptitiously sending messages through. You know, some sort of music app, right? But how do you pull off the feet tickling in class?
I had this image of like, you know, he's like, oh, and they're like, oh, weird. But maybe he asked. I don't know. Maybe he's like, hey, let me, you know.
Well, you used to massage your teacher's feet.
Yeah, but I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, but still.
She just asked, though.
Right.
So I would seriously doubt that these students would be like, hey, Mr. Whatever, will you massage my feet? But, I mean, it says that he had an affinity for tickling female students' feet and engaged in close personal relationships with several of them and was ultimately charged.
It sounds like they let him. I mean, I shouldn't say they liked it, but it said...
Because what I pictured for this story is like, I'm assuming high school is like how high schoolers sit, where they'll pull a chair and they'll prop their feet up.
And so
and
he's
him,
like
walking by and being a weirdo.
Right. And be like, hey.
But then it says he had a close relationship with some of the feet ticklers. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, at least he, I don't know if that could be the same thing. They could say, well, that, you know, but I'm with you. I'm guessing that something developed with a student or two, not saying that they enjoyed it or whatever. I get, Julie, we have to be very careful here. But yeah, it sounds to me like he's going around. I just had this image of him exactly as you're describing, Julia, like oh, hey, you know, and they're like, what a weirdo. But
then
maybe,
are they wearing shoes?
Oh, girls
picture
are always
like
sandals.
A flip-flop, yeah. You know, where it's like half off their foot or something.
Got it, okay.
I don't know, it could be
Birkenstocks.
Anything. But right, okay. It does, you know, it's still strange.
He is going to trial. It says he was charged with 10 counts, blah, 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 and that he is scheduled for a court appearance this summer. So this didn't happen that long ago. Yeah, they could go to court together. And when I was trying to look it up, I found another teacher at another school. I just typed in teacher, student, and hit news. And that's not even the most recent one, because now there's another guy. He had sex with an 18-year-old student and apparently said, like, publicly, like, yeah, you know, it's probably still illegal or whatever, you know, because I'm a teacher. Because, you know, she's 18. So I guess what he's saying
is illegal?
Yep. Yep, and they.
No, it's not.
Yep,
because, it's just frowned upon.
No, they said that it breaks a law. It's some they and I don't have that story up in front of me now, but I was just like you. I thought, well, is it actually illegal or is the school mad at them? They said that whatever city it was in has a law. Maybe it was a state about authority figure inappropriate sexual contact from a figure of authority or something like that. They made a bunch of those laws in the last 10, 15 years because of all the teacher stories,
right?
Which I know we've talked about before, but this stuff must have been going on when we were at school, and it just, there weren't phones. You know, there wasn't, you didn't find it on an iPad because there wasn't an iPad, so I guess people just got away with it more often. I know we had a music teacher who got fired for having sex with a student, but they never publicly said it. I just know people who really liked this teacher's like, yeah, he had sex with so-and-so. I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, but don't tell anyone because he's really cool.
We didn't have any teachers like that in my high school.
Maybe you just didn't know about it, though. You know what I mean?
Well, if one of my friends would have come over and said I had sex with one of the teachers that taught in my high school, I would.
One of the women. I get
they
it.
Would need counseling. Like, I would be like, oh, God.
You said.
What happened? Why?
There weren't a lot of young teachers at your school.
Or attractive. Right. Like, not. I mean, there weren't any older attractive ones. They were just. They weren't attractive people.
Right, which is how it used to be, I feel. Back in the old days. That's how it was. Teachers,
yeah, just
were
like
old
80 years
and
old, and,
yes.
You know, giant with glasses, talking about Shakespeare. Like nobody was like, man,
right?
You give me a butter lady.
Right.
That's like that.
Hey.
Just didn't, so I'm just saying, nobody thought that.
Right. And look at my kindergarten teacher. She was 100 years old.
Yeah.
There were probably other teachers that walked in that classroom a million times and saw kids rubbing her feet during story
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but you were into it.
And
so
they thought,
know,
exactly. And
know.
They thought, well, trust me, first of all, those kids are really young and she's 1,000 years old. No one's seen that. Little did they know, I'm over here
fair
volunteering.
No, fair enough.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's the last impulse purchase you made? Has anyone impulse purchased lately?
Yeah, I can't stop.
I've been trying to do
better.
Let me
guess, Julia. Your last impulse purchase was clothing related.
Hold on, my headphones bring weight. Yes. I've been shopping a lot lately, but I also bought like a designer bag yesterday that I did not spend time thinking about. I was like, yes, I want this.
Okay, so this poll came out today, and it says that in 2020... we spent $183 a month on impulse purchases.
Oh, mine's just 10 million times past that.
2021, $276. And now in 2022, we're at $314. It just keeps going up by quite a bit. They leave out something really important, though, I think, in this whole poll. They talk about a lot of different things. All right, so like what type of purchases make up the most impulse purchases? Clothing is number one.
Mm-hmm.
They say groceries is number two. How are groceries an impulse purchase? Like you want something fancy?
Yeah.
When you go rogue to the grocery store with no list.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
they
or you use Instacart and you're like, man, what I really want is this, but you know.
Get intimate donuts.
Or you don't budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I also thought it was interesting that they said Americans equally impulse shop in store as they do online. I thought this would all be online. But they claim that they're doing it in store just as much. But it goes clothing, food, then household items, which is usually what I end up getting suckered into. Some sort of cheap vacuum or something.
Right.
Some sort of like, look at this new air purifier. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Shoes is a bad one, too.
Oh, mine is, yeah, I bought shoes recently.
They don't even have to advertise it. I'll just go, well, I haven't looked at shoes.
I go look for it.
Yeah. And then I just search it and I'll just go ahead and get those. And then technology is at 27%.
I don't spend too much on technology. I feel like I think those through.
I've been trying to figure out a way to slow the impulse spending forever. Lazo had told me a long time ago, I delete the app.
It didn't work totally, but it did cut it down a little bit.
But then you just end up having all the cookies saved in your browser on your phone. And you're like,
yeah, but then you just remember when you go there.
Yeah.
And you get depressed with yourself after you buy whatever off Amazon, right? Log out.
Yeah.
Because when it asks you for a password, there's nothing more that will actually stop me from doing it. It's like, what is your, please enter your email and password. I'm like,
forget it.
Forget it.
That's Lazlo's out. He's like, I'm done. I guess I don't use Amazon anymore. For me, I tried that. I would delete the app and then I'd reinstall it and I'd delete it. But I got rid of Prime like a month and a half ago or something. It is crazy. Every time, because what would happen is I'll go in there to buy something cheap, an impulse purchase, and it says it's $5 to ship it or $7 for it. I'm like, oh.
Well, that wouldn't just stop me. I just would now be paying more for
shipping.
Things
only $5, yeah. Bucks, so I'll just wait.
I think that's a bad idea.
And I feel like Prime I use for like house stuff I need. Like the last thing I got off of Prime was a makeup mirror because mine broke, and then toilet paper. Like,
but I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon that I don't need. Yeah, I'd say too. Most of it. So, and I'll, you know, so many things are included in Prime. That when I see, like, you know, it's going to cost $15 or take so long, it's just been a little, it's worked. The problem is I just started using the Walmart app and it's free to get the delivery. So it didn't get rid of it completely, but I feel like maybe it changed it a little bit because that impulse to open the app, it's, my brain has already figured out a way to just get back into it, whether it's just using the Walmart app all the time or whatever. But the thing is, when they polled these people, 7 in 10 all said that most of their impulse purchases happen in the same place. When if they're online impulse purchases,
what do you mean?
They're
like
they're all
the
doing
same...
the same thing when they buy these things online, laying in bed.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I'll do it there. I'll do it when I'm eating lunch here.
Yeah.
Just on your lunch break.
Yeah.
I don't shop at work as much
because it's like it like makes my brain happy to look at stuff.
Well, that's the other thing they talk about. You know, because this obviously it's coming off like this is all bad. We got a problem
with impulse
spending.
Sending some pleasure signals from your brain.
Yeah, 64% of people say that the impulse purchases increases their happiness.
Yeah.
At least temporarily, right? So they feel better, at least for a little while. I know that buying stuff makes me feel better. It probably doesn't last that long, but it does. It definitely does something.
Right.
And even if you, like, I don't really go to the mall anymore out like that, but if I were to go do it, I enjoy it. Like, if I could come home with stuff, I like it. Getting stuff feels good. I mean, we're Americans, right?
Right.
Like,
oh, I get it.
I like it. But I get also that it's out of control. And then if you say we went from spending like $150 2 years ago and then it got up to $277, this is per month, and now we're at $310, it's definitely going up and up and up and up. Oh, and also they said, what is the max amount that you will spend on a single item? So for an impulse purchase, what's the most you'll spend? And that could also be that you're just buying a bunch of clothes at once. And so it's all going to be, you know, you're going to ring it all up at the same time. What's your cutoff? And the cutoff in this poll, the reason they came up with 310 is because that's the max. So if it's, even if it's just one item, then the $310 is the cutoff. I'm not paying more than that.
That would be too much.
That's a lot.
So if I had like a bunch of clothes picked out or something and it came up with 310, I'd start deleting them.
Me too.
One by one until I got to a number that seemed digestible.
At one time, yeah. It needs to be under 200 users. Like, if it gets over 200, I'm like, do I actually need all this stuff, right? And then you start going through it. But the thing that they leave out of this, and Julie, I know we've talked about this before, they don't consider the fact that the ads on Instagram and all these other targeted ads have gotten so good.
That's where
good.
I get got.
Yes.
Every time.
My girlfriend, she talks about it. She's like, this is a problem. I never used to buy stuff on my phone like this, just impulse, all these clothes. And now because they target her on Instagram. And I'll ask Lazlo about these things. I'm like, you know the thing that they advertise for the last 2 years?
I'm like, I never saw it.
He's like, never seen one in my life.
Well, and
like,
I have that disease where I think I need a new outfit for everything I go to.
Yeah, the clothing thing.
I get a lot of clothes and I get a ton of shoe ads.
Yes.
Just a ton. Like new Nike whatever drop. New drop. I get it all the time. And what they should, because no matter what it is, I always click on it. Like, oh, let me see. All right.
I do get a lot of the shoes.
Air Force Ones. I'll buy those.
I'm pretty good about shoes. I'll know what I want. Like, I wanted a pair of Dunks a month ago, and that's, like, the only thing I got. I don't, like, order three pairs of shoes at once.
Oh, man. I'll go to StockX and just...
Yeah, I know.
I could spend days on there.
Yeah. But yeah, I hopefully don't do too much.
Mine's all, you don't get this. I'm still shocked by this because mine, like, I open,
all right,
up Instagram,
open up your Instagram and see what ads you get. That's
the very
what we're
first
do.
Thing I get.
Mine
and it's always like this. It's okay. So you got these weird surround sound speakers and you scroll over and then it's some sort of pop-up cinema screen, you know, for like a projector that I've never used or owned, some sort of new Bluetooth wireless remote, this kicker subwoofer that you're supposed to put under your chair at your house. It's always weird tech stuff that nobody needs. This is a banana, but it's a power strip that just looks like a banana. I thought everyone got this random weird electronic scrap. No. What do you get, Sophie? Do you get any of that stuff?
That are going to make me look like a fembot from Austin Powers.
That does look like a fembot shirt. Mine's all this
Gatsby
weird tech
Shoe
stuff.
Company.
Okay.
They're flexible and cushioned like sneakers, but they look like dress shoes.
Now that's going to come up on all of ours.
Right, because he said it out loud.
I know.
They're pretty cool.
That's just it. I'm now looking at this thing. I'm looking at my ads. The banana
regular guy t-shirts.
I don't get the t-shirts. I get Reebok for the shoes.
Okay.
It's mostly
this
tech stuff.
You know what I want to know how this works with sponsored ads is like, I mean, I'm sure you've all experienced it where you've thought of something. Like thought of like, oh, I want to look at this on this website. Yep. You didn't say it out loud and then it appears.
Yeah.
And it's really creepy, but obviously there's something to that. Like, I want to know how that works. Do they like know, like from the last thing that you looked at, where your brain might eventually go, even if it's not related? Like, it's so weird to me.
I don't know. It happened to me this week. My brother wanted to buy something, and my brother was talking to me about wanting to buy this specific thing, which I am not wanting to buy, nor do I own it. And it's not even, it's like a new thing. And then 2 days later, maybe even the next day, after we had talked about it, it was in my ads. Now, we had texted about it over Signal because he has an Android. So we just use Signal. So maybe my phone is, maybe I'm sharing it. I don't know. But the only time I've talked about this product was over these text messages, which we'd been talking about quite a bit the night before. I hadn't looked it up. And then the next day I was getting ads for it. So
yeah,
I don't know how that stuff
weird.
Works.
And I just want to know the reason behind that or how that works.
I think most of the time we must have searched for it or searched for something similar, but I think it's getting so good now that it knows your next move.
Yeah.
It knows the next thing you're going to look up.
I think it's got a good idea.
Right. I think it really does. Or maybe it just makes it your next idea. I don't know. Half the time, that's the problem with these things I've never heard of before in my life, but it's really, really good. Although, as bad as it is for the impulse spending that Americans are spending too much money, I still like it. I like it because I wouldn't know how to find that stuff. I would never think to look it up. I enjoy the ads. I wish I could go to Instagram and turn off everyone's feed and just sometimes just scroll through all the ads.
You know what, too, is I used to love going to the mall. Like, it used to be just, like, my favorite way to, like, spend time by myself. Now I hate the idea of it. It kind of bums me out because it's like, what am I doing instead? Laying at home looking at my phone?
Yeah, in bed.
Yeah.
Buying purses. When's the last time you went to the mall?
Probably around Christmas, and then I remember walking in and being like, why did I do this? I hate this.
You didn't have fun once you got there?
No, because there's so many people. I'm like, I don't like being here.
I went there at Christmas first time in a couple of years, and I had a blast. And I keep saying, like, let's go back to the mall, but I don't.
Yeah, no, I know, and I enjoy it. Like, I like looking around leisurely and trying things on, but I don't know. I just was like, I could do this
I hate
faster.
It.
I was just going to say, Lazo probably hadn't been to a mall in years.
No, unless like I had to go like drop a kid off or something.
If he said he loved the mall, I would fall on the floor.
Well, you never know.
The Church of Lazo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
This says that 62% of women said that they only care about a guy's personality when it comes to the perfect person to have an affair with. Not marry, not date. Married women who want to have an affair, 62% said it's the personality that matters the most.
Yeah, probably because, you know, they're stuck in a relationship that they're unhappy with where the guy doesn't talk to them. He sits on the couch. He watches sports. He doesn't engage with them at all. He doesn't listen to, you know, their hopes and fears and thoughts and dreams like he used to. And so now they're looking for somebody that they can engage with. It's not that hard to figure out, man.
I forget. I'm thinking sex. I'm like, it's an affair. It's sex, right? Isn't
that
what an affair
is? Yeah, but that's
what
they want. You know, they want the stuff that their husband's not giving them, which is quality time and interaction.
The top thing out of all of them is a good sense of humor.
Yeah, see, there you go. They want someone to make them laugh. Right, sure.
And then being kind, and then being romantic, in that order.
Yeah. All the things their husband used to be.
34% of them did say, like, no, I just want him to look good. That's more important.
Fair.
55% want him to be tall. 51% want him to be well-dressed. 26% want him to have facial hair. 9% would prefer a guy who's clean-shaven. 67% of men said, can you guess? Women, 62% of women said, a guy's personality is most important. For men, 67% said, they just need to look good.
Yeah,
67%, the most important thing And having an affair with someone that they're looking for is that they look good.
Yeah, if I wanted to talk to someone, my wife's right there. I'm being honest. She's going to have sex with a guy because I don't want to talk to her.
Right, but then the woman apparently is having an affair because she wants to talk to her.
I'm out having an affair with someone who looks good, and you're out having an affair with somebody who's going to give you the time of day. Yeah, that's just how it works.
No one can ever be happy here.
Mm-mm.
And then they break down what guys say they want. Long hair, tall, thin, blah, blah, blah. Only 30% of guys said the woman's personality is the most important thing when having an affair. Again, we're just talking about affairs here. Kindness for those guys, for 30% guys.
Well, that's probably 30% of the guys are just getting just browbeat at home.
That's true.
Like, you know, I mean, I'm being honest. If you look at those numbers, they kind of, you know, even with the women's stuff, it made sense.
Well, and also maybe they maybe the person that they had an affair with before ended up being a real.
Yeah, but maybe I mean it sounds to me like just don't yell at me.
Right, I just need someone to be nice. Yeah, don't yell at me. That's that 30%. So they are looking for. I mean, at that point, I guess you just I suppose you should break up anyway if you're gonna have an affair. But I mean, I don't know. This is another from another one of those. I mean, right. If they don't know, we don't have to get into all that. But this just goes back to what we started with today, which was McDreamy messaging my girlfriend's sister. And I showed Julia what he looked like. I showed Brooke shirtless pictures. And they're like,
Yeah.
He's literally been on TV and he has the body of an angel.
You need to relax.
You are into him, really into him.
I can't
like,
get
we
over.
We know you're going to go to his show.
It's one thing to be nice and say, no, I don't care about bodies. They're not that important to me. Of course, Brooke's going to say that to me because my body is terrible, like a turkey, a frozen turkey who's been plucked, right? I get that. But when she actually, if given the opportunity, at least for, the night or something, or to go on a date with someone and they've got a body like that, you're telling me that's not important? I just can't. I can't even believe it.
What about the whole study about women loving dad bods? Like, obviously, it's not that important.
I just always assume that that's women being nice. How many women have said, Laszlo, I just need someone who's funny? Which, just like this survey here, I just like someone with a sense of humor.
All of them.
Right. But then you're like, yeah, but, so-and-so's hot. And you start pointing out hot guys, and they're like, he's a little too perfect, or, he's okay. And they always find ways they're just nice. They just are very nice when we're the ones asking the questions. They don't want to hurt our feelings, which is, by the way, very nice of you because, I suppose.
I think if you go back to the last thing you said, what women really want, I'm guessing, because obviously I don't know, but it's someone to pay attention to them and be nice and make them laugh. And when you come off like that guy in your video with your shirt off and your hair is nicer than theirs is, and you dance, I think they think that guy is not going to engage me in conversation over an enchilada.
Is that what it is, you think?
Yes.
Like subconsciously, you look at that guy and go, he's probably not going to be a good listener.
Right.
He's too vain.
Yeah. That guy's not interested in me as a human being.
Well, Laszlo, if I catfish this dude and set up a date, what? Why are you laughing?
Don't catfish him.
We think he might be catfishing.
You love him.
We think he might be catfishing.
You don't have to catfish him. We don't know.
Well, it
and
could
like
make
the reason you're catfishing him is because you think he's beautiful.
No, if he's real, then I can introduce them and be like, okay, sorry, I just wanted to check.
She already said she's not interested.
Right. You're into him.
I'm not into him.
But you are.
I'm not. I'm shocked that.
This is Ryan Gosling part two.
He does kind of have, he kind of looks like Ryan Gosling a little bit.
Yeah.
I think women are just being nice when they do that. And this apparently means that they're not, because no one seems to be interested in this guy's body. There has to be a woman out there somewhere whom it's very important to her that a guy has a good body, that's what she's looking for.
Of course there are. We're just saying as a general rule, they want someone that's nice.
It's amazing. It's great for us. I mean, that's implying that I'm nice, which, probably not, but at least there's hope. You can try to be nice.
But most men are such dicks that they consider you nice.
Well, that's true, too. Yes,
right.
Other guys help out.
Most guys are unattractive jerks.
That's true. And you can work on being nice. You can reinvent yourself. You can say, this is the first date I'm going to be nice to this person. Yeah. Whereas, can I look like that guy? Yeah.
You could get there.
Well, right, but could that happen? No.
I think you got a better chance of looking like him than you do being nice all the time.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
I'm not saying all the time. I'm just saying, could I pull off being nice long enough, to have a relationship?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're doing it now.
Well, you know, maybe she's not into nice guys. I don't know what she's into. But...
Who, your girlfriend?
Yeah, maybe that's not her number one priority.
What else would she be? What is she?
I don't know. Maybe she likes...
Is she being held hostage or something?
Maybe she likes, you know, bald guys. I don't know. Maybe she likes, you know, guys with dad bods. Maybe she likes... I don't know. Maybe she likes me for me. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Something to ask tonight.
I'm not. No, that you don't ask that. What if you ask that and the answer is like a deer in the headlights? What do you like about me?
Text her right now for the show.
No, say, what do you like about me?
No, I am not asking that.
No,
and don't ask her that. No,
I'm going to text her.
Don't text her. Do not ask her that.
Why?
Because please don't ask her that.
Why?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
What if it, why? It's going to make you happy.
It's not going to make me happy.
Why would you not want to hear why your girlfriend likes you?
Because I can just leave it out there. It doesn't matter. Because she could send back something where I go, well, that's not true. I know I'm not that kind of person. Don't do it. Don't text her. Just leave it.
Oh, wow, weird. You don't want somebody to text somebody?
What? You act like you're dating Zach Hansen suddenly. you did a 5-minute interview
what
with him and suddenly.
What do you like about him?
You don't explain what's going on. I can't go home and explain to Zach Hansen.
Did Zach Hansen text you when you got home last night?
No, because he was probably freaked out.
Yeah. He doesn't know whose number that is. He only has my number.
At least Laszlo can get his thoughts out in one text message.
Maybe. I just texted her. What do you like about Slim?
Okay. Well, I'm leaving.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, are we done?
We are done, man.
Friday.
It's Friday. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Good.
You guys got big plans?
I don't. Do you? I have tickets to baseball.
Are you going?
Yeah.
I have my Euphoria party.
Oh,
that's right.
You
Who
didn't
are you going
invite Laszlo.
You already know.
We do?
Cal.
Oh, Cal. She's going to put the bandage around her head.
Yeah, my friend who's a nurse got me some gauze.
Hmm. And what is your boyfriend going to ask?
He's not going because it's late Sunday night and he does mornings.
Mm.
So
got out of that one.
Weaseled his way out of that one pretty nicely.
Do you ever go
as a woman?
As a woman? I mean, I don't know if that's
any of these theme parties. You ever just go as a girl?
Or like,
oh,
is it
you're
more
asking
fun?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
We know he does.
Right.
No, I thought you guys were asking that rhetorically to him. No, it doesn't seem that way. We are throwing, my friends are throwing me a birthday party in 2 weeks, and it's Christmas themed. I don't know why.
Christmas themed? You guys are running out of themes.
Yeah. Well, we just thought it would be funny. Like, the idea of, like, we have a Santa who's going to appear. Mm. We thought it'd be funny to get a holiday ham. And we're going to do a white elephant.
I'm using random a theme generator.
Christmas is good, and the decor will be so cheap because we all just have decorations.
Right.
What do you do at Christmas, though? You just do Memorial
Day?
She just
said a holiday ham and a white elephant.
No, I'm saying when it's actually Christmas, what's the theme?
Oh, you're
at
right.
your house.
Oh,
because now you're
no,
doing Christmas twice.
You know, Christmas part two, it's fine.
Okay. Well.
Random theme party generator?
Yeah, there's got to be one, right? This says... thousands of themes. Get your ideas.
There you go.
It's going to be lame. It's going to be like toga party.
Huh?
It's going to be lame. It's going to be like a toga party.
Have you done a toga party recently? Here you go. Mars. Have a Mars-themed party.
Mars-themed party? Yeah, how do you do that?
Elon Musk, spaceships, little green men.
I don't know.
Right?
That's not really my interest.
Okay, sorry. Jesus.
You're not good at this.
How about we all won the lottery? That's the theme, winning the lottery.
No. Oh. You know what theme I heard of that I really liked, though, is Sugar Daddy's Funeral, and you just dress really slutty.
Yeah, I like that idea, too, but why do I know that you'd show up as a sugar daddy?
Right, I know I would. I would, for sure.
You're like, all of a sudden, I'm into one, and every hot girl you know shows up like, look at me, I'm the guy. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Makes no sense. Your boyfriend's in a hot dress. Like, weird.
He's in club wear.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I am looking through this. There's,
some of these are like Innocence. I don't really even know how you do that.
Oh, I want to do an Adam Sandler party, too.
There you go.
Where basketball everybody's things. Just in basketball clothes.
Yeah, that sounds hot.
It sounds comfy.
A lot of these suck.
Yeah,
I can
I don't
see
like
why
any
you
of
skip
these.
Over a lot of these. Oh, you've already done that. Black and white. Isn't that the one you did recently? Oh, here you go. You can have an owl
oh,
theme.
Oh, yeah, we did that in January. Huh?
You can have an owl theme.
Owl?
Oh, a car racing theme.
No.
It's race day. Huh? No?
Race day.
Yeah, you know, like it could be NASCAR or Formula One or just like, you know, races.
Oh.
Race cars. No? Okay, how about hot air balloon theme?
What?
I don't know. I'm just reading through these. It's a random theme generator. Monster truck theme? I like that.
Come on!
What? You're doing Christmas?
Me? Monster like trucks?
You don't seem like a Lego person. Casino. What about
if
a casino?
If I said,
theme?
Hey, I'm having a monster truck themed birthday party, wouldn't you be shook?
Nope.
No,
I'd be like,
right.
There she goes. She dressed up like a car
it's a
driver.
Theme. Right. It's supposed to be zany and fun. Jungle theme. That's good. Princess theme. Video game theme. Deadly Sins theme. There's so
like
many
that's
to choose
Halloween.
From. Chocolate theme. I don't know exactly how you do that. I guess you just have a lot of chocolate there.
I would get ill.
I don't like any of these.
French soiree. Soiree. How do you say that? Am I saying it? It's weird
no, I
to
think
read
said
it.
It right.
It's weird to read it. Rubik's Cube theme. So
what?
I think part of it should
Rubik's
be the challenge
thing.
Of trying to pull some of these things off. Winnie the Pooh. Picnic theme.
Okay.
I like this. The only one that I find interesting out of 272 ideas is a magic show. Everybody has to show up dressed like a magician and pull off one magic trick.
I like that.
Like you can practice for weeks just to show them one.
Well, I really wanted to do the PowerPoint party where everybody presents the hill that they'll die on.
Oh, some sort of argument.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
what
you
is
have
your...
to have like a slideshow.
Right. What is your hill? That ghosting is wrong?
No, but that could be.
Do you know what your hill is? I assumed you had a hill that you really wanted to share, and that's why you wanted to do this hill
no,
party.
No, I have to do some hill research.
Oh, okay.
All right, are we done?
We're done, man.
All right, well, enjoy your weekends, right? Thanks.
Merry Christmas, Julia.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. That's not for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Yeah. Good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.